This weekend in Austria, the year-long commemoration of Mozart's 250th birthday comes to a close. The celebrations included a festival put together by theater director Peter Sellers. Tucked into his month of new operas and avant-garde art installations was an unconventional look at the future of food. And that is reason enough for another installment of our series, Hidden Kitchens. On the eve of Mozart's 251st birthday, the Kitchen Sisters take us to Vienna, to Mozart's hidden kitchen and the tables of new crowned hope.
You have Mozart schnitzel here. You have Mozart sausages, Mozart coffee, Mozart orange juice. You have a cheese which is called Amadeus. Amadeus cake, a Mozart cake, a Wolfgang cake, chocolate balls, these Mozart balls. The name Mozart is as famous as Coca-Cola. It's a kind of image which sells. Yeah, and Mozart sells.
My name is Peter Sellers, and I'm the director of a festival called New Crowned Hope. The city of Vienna invited me to make some big celebration for the 250th birthday of Mozart. I said, okay, as long as there's not one note of Mozart. Let's invite artists from all over the world in the spirit of Mozart and take the ideas forward. People wonder why for a Mozart festival we're bringing farmers. I think one of the most important elements of culture is agriculture. And you cultivate a human being through music, through knowledge, through food.
My name is Kurt Paun, and I wrote a book, Wolfgang is Fat and in Good Health, Eating and Drinking in Mozart's Life and Works. New Crowned Hope was this Freemason lodge in Vienna, and Mozart was part of this lodge. When he came to Vienna, he was looking for people with the same ideas, and he found them in the Freemason lodge. The ideas of the French Revolution, people against the repression, artists, philosophers.
I'm Alice Waters, the owner of Chez Penny's restaurant in Berkeley, California. We're calling this part of the festival the Tables of New Crowned Hope. I'm here in Vienna trying to bring people to the table in conversations. Restaurateurs, farmers, chefs, people from all over Austria and international guest speakers about school lunch, about sustainability.
I'll be quite honest and say I've never put Mozart and food together. My name's Jeanette Ori. I came to Vienna to tell my story. I started as a dinner lady working in a school kitchen 20 years ago in Nottinghamshire. We were serving things like the turkey Twizzler, chicken teddies, cheesy feet. Everything came out of a packet. The cheapest food that they could get. Awful, awful things. And the one that did it for me was with a pork hippo. Supposedly a piece of pork, which it probably had never seen a pig, in the shape of a hippo. The stench was dreadful. I said, no, enough is enough. I started sourcing local and organic produce for the children of our school. The kitchen is the heart, I believe, should be the heart of every single school. The table is where children learn.
Mozart loved sturgeon, liver dumplings, capon, you know, the castrated cock. In Così fan tutte. When Despina comes on stage, she has a glass with hot chocolate. Chocolate was only reserved to the aristocracy. Yeah? That was a drink for Dorabella and Fiorilici, her ladies. She's thinking about what it means, and she says it's a scandal that she's not allowed to drink chocolate. She's so annoyed about her situation that she's, for the first time in her life, she tastes that. Which means it's a kind of protest against her ladies.
We are in a 18th century game kitchen. Wood ovens, fireplaces just for spit roasting. And working with ingredients that we just picked this morning. Brussels sprouts that have a little stripe of red in them. New crop walnuts. A huge mountain cheese. I just have to develop the farmers markets. Connect the restaurants up, make a sustainable network that will work for them.
My name is Hans Ackerl. I'm an organic farmer north of Vienna. I worked 4 years with my parents with chemicals and conventional farming. my girlfriend said to me, you must convert your farm on organic farming, then I married you. Yeah, when you not convert, I married you not. I'm here to think about strategies for a direct relationship with kitchens, with consumer. So I can say, okay, that's my good onions. Do you want? I have a new, very beautiful onion store with a sound machine, with motor. I think fresh onions from the field, once in the first 10 days, motor. It's very good for the quality.
In the last year of his life, Mozart composed a little cantata on the future of humanity. The name of this cantata was New Ground Hope. This group of people for whom what culture was a place to cultivate vision. In this 21st century, Vienna leads Europe in organic farming. There are 600 hectares of organic planting within the city limits. For New Ground Hope here in Vienna, the idea was to take what the city has accomplished to the next step. This is a generation that is looking for something else other than just a toxic schnitzel.
Performances from the New Crowned Hope Festival continue around the world for the next 2 years. Mozart's Hidden Kitchen was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, and mixed by Jim McKee. The Kitchen Sisters have a book, by the way, called Hidden Kitchens. You can find out about it and a recipe for Mozart's liver dumplings at npr.org.